I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and to the traditional owners of the game Mangrook, without which our game wouldn't exist. This is Footy Actually, brought to you by Play On Radio.
Hello and welcome to Footy Actually, the alternative listening footy podcast for diehard fans. My name is Kel Rowe, and I'm here with my co-host, Gemma Bastiani, AFLW analyst extraordinaire. How's it going, Gem?
Yes, great. Thanks for the chat.
Excellent. Today we're going to have a look at Brisbane and preview for the season ahead for the AFLW 2022. So they finished last year's home and away season second on the ladder at 195% on the dot. But they won the grand final, as we all know, in a terrific triumph over the Adelaide Crows. How do you reckon they'll shape up for this year?
Yeah, there's not too much change about them. So I really like the fact that they found stability in quite a young side that has the potential to give them long-term success.
Yeah, it's certainly like a very tight looking outfit. I'm excited to see whether they can back it up this year. So we're obviously in the off season at the minute. Did you have a trade highlight from the trade period?
So I've gone with a delisted free agent rather than a trade. Phoebe Monaghan, I think, is a ready-made rebounding defender to take that role that has been left by Emma Zielke's retirement in that back line. They got her for nothing. So I think it's quite a shrewd pickup from the Lions.
Yeah, look, I was really, really stoked to see Phoebs get to play on. Again, we know that I'm a big fan of footballers getting to play footy forever. So I was disappointed to see her be delisted by the Tigers because I think, you know, she provided a real reliable pair of hands down back for them and obviously, you know, part of the leadership group and all that sort of thing. So she's consistent and reliable in defence. She'll bring that to the Brisbane side. And, yeah, it's really great to see her get another go. Who is your draft highlight?
So I've gone with Michaela Pauga, I think you say her name. I've got to confirm Pauga? That. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because she's had to work through some serious injuries to even get to the draft. She's had some spinal fractures to work through, which is a pretty intense injury for a young person to have. She's got a really wonderful sense of awareness and class on the field, which I think will really suit the Lions.
Yeah, awesome. So for my draft highlight, I've gone with Bella Smith, who went at pick number 35. She's an inside mid recruiter from the Lions Academy and is known to be a composed decision maker. She wins the ball cleanly and she's shown quite a lot of initiative and professionalism for someone her age playing at the Maroochydore Roos. So I feel like having spent some time in the Lions Academy, she'll probably slot in quite well. You know, I feel like the Lions side is a younger side. Yeah, they'll make it really nice and easy for her to do that.
Third youngest in the competition, I believe, last time I checked.
There you go. I knew that they made me feel old.
Everything makes me feel old nowadays.
Yeah, that's the sands of time right there. Yes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, I mean, the Lions are sitting pretty coming into the season, but are there any concerns we need to flag?
I think I mentioned at the top that they're fairly stable, which is true, but they have lost two on-field leaders in Emma Zilkey and Lauren Arnell to retirement. So it's not a huge worry, but we need to make sure that there's, or they need to make sure that there's players stepping up in terms of that leadership role on field. And Bree Conan has just been named the captain of the club, which is incredibly exciting. Bree is an incredible player. And they've obviously got Bates. They've got Anderson, they've got a few players around there that can, Lutkins can do that leadership stuff. So I'm not too concerned about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how Zilkey will make the transition from player to coach, but I don't have any concerns about it. I feel like from what we've heard and seen so far, she's managing that transition pretty well. And I think, it could potentially be a tricky thing moving from, being a member of the playing group to being a coach of that same playing group. Mm. But because she's spent so much time there as a captain and as a leader, it probably isn't as big a jump as it would be for someone else. So I feel like that great, great appointment and a great way of kind of, I guess, continuing the energy and investment that Zilkey puts into the Brisbane side long into the future. So, yeah, really smart strategic move by them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, if there's a coach you can trust to make good decisions, it's Craig Starcevich.
Yeah, he's real solid. How do you think they might change their playing structure this year?
I don't know if they'll change it too much because I think that for them, 1% is everything. Mm. They're one of those sides that won't regularly have players racking up massive stats like some others would. It's all about that kind of all-in role-playing attitude. So, tap-ons, tackles, blocking for others. That's how they won the flag. So I don't expect it to change too much heading into next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a real team effort and it makes for really wonderful football to watch. Mm. There's a real lack of ego, I think, in it, which is great and is probably quite key to their success. Remember, we've definitely spoken in the past about the effort that Dakota Davidson puts in. You know, she can kick the goals up front, but also she's in there doing those 1%ers, making the difference, doing that grunt work that potentially, someone of her ilk as a key forward might not necessarily do if they were a different sort of person. So it's a really nice gel that they've kind of worked together in that outfit, which is great.
Well, I think that was exemplified as well in the grand final. Just before Lauren Arnell's goal, which was kicked long into the goal square by Kathy Spark, there's a moment where Emily Bates lunges at the ball and punches it out of a contest into the path of Kathy Spark.
Mm.
And that, to me, was the Lions. Bates didn't get a possession stat for that or a goal assist stat, but she created that goal by being willing to do that.
Yeah.
and it's smart as well. So that's what I think of when I think of the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great style of play. Who's your dream matchup for this season?
For me, it's got to be Melbourne. They played off in a really dramatic, super accurate last round game of this year. So it was 6 goals straight to the Lions, the 6-2 for Melbourne. And I think it was this game that Courtney Hodder won goal of the year for as well, where I think from memory, Shelley Heath played an incredible role on Courtney Hodder in this game and kept her really limited in what she could do. But there was this one moment where Hodder got possession of the ball, broke away, and Shelley Heath was on her. But then I think it was Gab Colvin that ran across and blocked Heath's run and just gave Hodder that little bit more space to kick that goal. And you just know that Shelley Heath would have been fuming about that happening because she was on her, she had her. And it was just that little bit of inconsistency just one little second that you let Hodder that little bit more space and she'll punish you for it. So absolutely. I'm really keen to see them take each other on again.
Yeah. And I mean, you have to think if you aren't on top of Hodder inside 50, it's pretty much a guaranteed goal.
Yeah.
She does some pretty creative things to get there when it's required of her. But I remember watching that and thinking, shoot, you know.
Yeah.
All but for that, interaction, she might have had her. But for me, it's Collingwood. Mm-hmm. That last minute move to Whitnoville in round 7 this year, it really only seemed to fuel the Lions' drive to win against the Pies. My favourite aspect of that game was watching Cathy Spark tag Bree Davey out of the game. Again, like phenomenal work rate. 1% is just everywhere on her all the time, shutting down any options for her. So that was incredible and obviously, fairly pivotal given the role that Davey plays for Collingwood, particularly in moving the ball and like literally moving it up the guts and into the inside 50. So that was amazing. But also this season, both of those sides will come into the game with a pretty dynamic forward lineup. So, keen to see how they go tit for tat. I think that'd be a pretty good game of footy to watch.
Yeah, and the Bree Conan v Chloe Malloy matchup is one to watch in that game as well.
Absolutely. No, it'll be a cracker. So hopefully we get to see it. Do you reckon they'll go back to back?
I'm not going to make a call on back-to-back, but I will say they're definitely going to make finals.
I thought I'd try and bait you into it, but no, I think no. I agree. They'll be up there in that top six for sure. Be pretty hard to come off the back of a season like last year and not be in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's a wrap on our review of the Brisbane Lions for season 2022 for the AFLW. If you'd like to follow us on the interwebs and talk a bit more footy, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at @Ro_Kel and at @PlayOnRadioMelb can also be found there too. Gemma, what's your handle?
I'm at GL Bastiani. Come and chat to me there, please. I need friends.
She'll give you that's for friends, right?
It's a pretty good trade-off, I would say.
I think so. If you wanna sound like you know what you're talking about this football season, follow us on Twitter. Mostly them, not me.
Well, that's it from us for now. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you next time on Footy Actually.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.